Those are the opening notes of Cher's hit song, Believe. Believe it or not, the dance anthem has just turned 20 years old. Do you believe in
life after love? I can just say the words, Cher, Believe, and then the vibrations of this song that already existed on the wind will reverberate in your head, and you will immediately hear that, la,
la. That's NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. He says Believe did so many things. It kicked off a Cher renaissance, one of many. It cemented her role as a pop icon. And it popularized a controversial fixture of pop music today, autotune. Here's Stephen.
There's a long history of artists using different vocal modifications, but it had always been disguised. You used it in ways that you would hope the audience wouldn't notice, just to make a vocal a little cleaner and clearer and more on pitch. This song brings the auto-tune front and center, so you hear those modifications. And it could easily have just been a gimmick. Instead, autotune became a very prominent tool in a lot of pop, R&B, and hip-hop production. To me, autotune sounds sort of like digital stretching or flexing. You're hearing a singer kind of slide up and down their register in a way that doesn't sound natural, but autotune can amplify an expression of passion in or emotion in a singer. I think of a song like Hide and Seek by the singer Imogen Heap, who became really, really well known for using this effect. And you hear Hide and Seek, and the way they're using autotune to manipulate her voice, you really feel the emotions that that song is expressing. And I don't know too many people who would hear that song and say, like, ugh, autotune. So what you've seen in the years since is autotune being used in kind of exciting and innovative ways, and it can be misused in ways that can bleach the emotion and love out of a performance. Like the Black Eyed Peas had a lot of these like very overdriven party hardy sounds, and I would describe their sound as like the music robots make when they're trying to sell products to other robots. Gotta get that boom boom boom, gotta get that boom boom boom, gotta get that boom boom boom, that boom. So it's sort of amazing that all of this autotune stuff really began in the pop music landscape with this one dance pop song from almost exactly 20 years ago. When that song originally came out, all the people involved with that song actually tried to hide from the public the method they used to create that song because they didn't necessarily want people to imitate it. It was like, this is our gimmick. And now it's just so funny to see all the different permutations of what seemed at the time like this total throwaway song.